You're listening to audio from Hardin Baptist Church. For more audio content or other information about our church, please visit hardinbaptist.org.
Wow. All of God's people said, amen, 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 amen. Has anyone noticed we don't celebrate birthdays of people who die? Now, many times we remember people who have died on their birthday, but we don't celebrate birthdays of people who die. Yet Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, who died 2,000 years ago. Can I just say, you can't keep a good man down, amen? Or maybe we should say, you can't keep the God-man down. Christmas is strange. Strangest birthday celebration I know. We don't get a present for the birthday boy. We get presents. We get presents from those who love us. We give presents to those we love. But yet he doesn't get a present. Man, I can't tell you what a joy it is to be the pastor of Hardin Baptist Church. I can't tell you how many birthday presents for Jesus that you've actually given Sleece and I during this Christmas season. One of our favorite Christmas gifts that we give from y'all is these little things. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, for the last couple of weeks, every time we get ready to go to town and eat, I'll say, where are we going to eat tonight? And she'll list three or four places, and I'll say, well, can we go over here? And she'll say, no, we don't have a gift card for over there. So I really wish some of y'all would give us a gift card for over there. But just know the last couple of weeks, the only place we've got to eat is places that we've had gift cards for. And I don't know how you feel about that, but sometimes I get really nervous. I mean, like just a couple of nights ago, we went to Cracker Barrel by ourselves. That's kind of unusual. And we had eaten, and as we were finishing the meal, the waiter brought the little check. I call it a bill. I've now got to pay. And Sleece hands me one of these. And I said, honey, are you sure there's enough value on this to pay for what we've just eaten? I mean, have you ever had that thought go through your mind? What are you going to do if you stand in front of the cash register and there's not enough value to pay for what you've just eaten? So she handed me two more. And so I felt pretty confident that with three gift cards, surely there would be enough value on those cards for me to pay the debt I owed to Cracker Barrel. Boy, have you ever wondered, honestly, is there enough value in the death of Jesus to pay your sin debt? See, the angel announced to Joseph, don't put away your wife. That which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. You're going to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That little baby would become a boy who would grow into a man who would ultimately do what he was born to do, and that's die. Greatest word ever uttered by the greatest man who ever lived is recorded in John chapter 19, verse 30. Now, in all of our English Bibles, it takes three words to translate this one word that Jesus uttered. Tetelestai. Translated, it is finished, it is paid, it is done, it is accomplished. Yet what we discover is this was a servant's word. It was a word that a servant uttered many times when a task had been completed, and he would say to his master, tetelestai. It was a priest word. It was a word that a priest would use many times when an animal was brought before him, and he would examine the animal and find that the animal was faultless. And before he got ready to present the animal to God, he'd say, tetelestai. It was a farmer's word. Many times the farmer would be out early in the morning, and he would notice that one of his animals had given birth to it. Baby, and he would examine the animal, and feeling like the animal was perfect, he would say to himself, tetelestai. It was an artist word. An artist who had been painting for weeks and months would put that final stroke on what he or she believed was a masterpiece, and then when they signed their name, they would sigh, tetelestai. It was a merchant's word. When two people finally quit haggling over a purchase price and they come to full agreement, they would look at each other and say, tetelestai. But this morning, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, I remind you of another use of this word. When a man had been convicted of a crime or crimes, a certificate of debt would be written. All of his crimes would be listed. As he was placed in a prison cell, on the door of the prison, his individual cell would be their certificate of debt listing all the crimes that he had committed. So he knew why he was there. He knew the debt he was paying back. As the guards, as people would come in and out of that prison and they would see his certificate of death, they would know he would stay there until that debt had finally been paid. And then once that debt was paid, they would write on that certificate of debt, tetelestai. And then the warden of that prison would open that prison cell. And when he would open that prison cell door, that prisoner would go free because his debt had been paid. I ask, is there any doubt in your mind that when you stand before God on that day of judgment and God looks at you and he sees your sin debt, is there any doubt in your mind about the value of Jesus' death on a cross to pay for every sin you've ever committed? How do we know for sure that when Jesus cried out, tetelestai, and then died, his death paid for all our sins? Can I just say, 3 days later, God opened the prison cell door of death and let Jesus go free. The resurrection is God saying amen to Jesus saying, Telelestai, it is paid. Do you realize this Christmas? We do not celebrate the birth of a God-man who died, but a God-man who did die to pay your sin and my sin and then ultimately rise again so that you and I would know our sin debt has been paid in full. Alexander Wooten was asked, what must I do to be saved? And he said, it's too late. The man said, what do you mean it's too late? He said, it's too late. There's nothing you can do to be saved. And the man said, you're telling me there's nothing I can do to be saved, that it's too late for me? And Alexander said, yes. It's too late for you to do anything to be saved. Because everything that needed to be done, that could be done for you to be saved, has already been done by Christ. Now all you can do is believe. This Christmas, do you really believe that the death of Christ on a cross completely paid your sin debt to God? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Our Father put His Son on a cross knowing His death would pay our debt. And just so you and I know the debt's been paid and there's enough value in the death of Christ, He raised Him 3 days later from the grave. Ain't no grave gonna hold us down because it couldn't hold Jesus down. But some of us this morning have not turned from sin and believed in Christ. Can I say to you this morning, there's nothing you can do to be saved. Anyone here this morning just want to reach out your hand and receive the gift that God has given you, the gift of His Son? If you just slip out of your chair and you'll come down here this morning, your life can be changed when you realize Christ paid the penalty for your sin. Father, thank You for the good news of the resurrection and the hope it gives us that Jesus fully paid our debt on that cross. How do I know that? Because I heard You say amen. Then He said, it is paid. It is finished. It is done. It is accomplished. And You said that by raising Him back alive. Our debt's been paid in its entirety. So Father, this Christmas, let us celebrate the birth of Your Son. And knowing that His cross was really our cross. And the penalty's been paid and the power's been broken. And we can now live the life He lived. Because He died the death we should have died. Thank You, Father, for this Christmas. In Your Son's name we thank You. Amen.
You're listening to audio from Hardin Baptist Church. For more audio content or other information about our church, please visit hardinbaptist.org.